This is Alan Condon with the Beckers AFC podcast, and I'm delighted to be joined today by Jonathan Davis, who's the Chief Operating Officer of Clearway Pain Solutions. Jonathan, a real pleasure to have you on the podcast with us today. Before we dive into some questions and get the ball rolling, I'd love to first hand it over to you to hear a little bit more about your role and some of your responsibilities at Clearway.
Yeah, no, thanks, Alan. I think you covered at least the title, but just to revisit that, yeah, I am the Chief Operating Officer for Clearway Pain Solutions. Clearway is one of the largest interventional pain management practices in the U.S. right now. We cover operate in about six different states, mostly on the East Coast. Probably by the end of this year, we'll surpass about 100 unique locations, 26 of which will be ASCs. From a day-to-day perspective, I cover pretty much all operations from office to ASCs, call center, patient scheduling, sales and marketing, and a few other ancillary functions myself. But yeah, it's a little bit about me. And again, thanks for having me today and excited to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. So excited to dive in and kind of hear a little bit more about what's going on with yourself and the Clearway Pain Solutions. As you said, kind of set the stage there nicely in terms of huge growth that we've obviously seen with Clearway over the last couple of years. Like you said, and now operating in six different states, over 100 locations, 26 of which were ASCs, which is fantastic. So let's start right there. I guess specifically as it relates to ASCs, are there two or three specific trends that you're really paying close attention to now, and when you think about the future?
Yeah, no, definitely. I think for me, two of the main ASC trends we watch, because they're, close to our business, is one, kind of the shift in dynamics of the makeup of new ASCs coming to market. If you've followed the industry for quite some time and see what's happening now, you're seeing a lot of these smaller single specialties ASCs pop up more so than the more traditional, larger multi-specialty ASCs. One, we think that's good because it aligns nicely with our strategic model and thesis at Clearway that, the future is, for these smaller footprint focus ASCs. And also just interesting to watch as these dynamics kind of shift over time. We believe a couple reasons why you might be seeing this, or we know you'll be seeing this, is one, with these smaller, more focused ASCs, it's less complexity, right? And with less complexity and the fewer procedure types you're allowing in the ASC, you create more repetition, right? And through this repetition, we're finding that our staff are easier and faster to train. They, through that repetition, are more consistent with the care they're delivering. And for us, it allows us to reduce unnecessary errors and improve quality over time. So for us, when you see that with our model, you see same EMRs being used, same scheduling teams, billing teams, and just a larger number of synergies for us. Two, operationally, my main focus here at Clearway, it's easier on us when it comes to supply management, staffing, and for us also speed of scheduling, make sure the patients that need these procedures to deal with their pain can get in and be seen quickly to get that addressed. And also we're finding that the providers like this model. They feel better utilized, they feel more heard, they feel like they're in more control of their schedule, and they also get to avoid some of those unnecessary, unneeded politics that might come from these larger multi-specialty MSOs. So definitely seeing the shift there that's aligned with our strategy, but also something we've seen broader across the market, that shift. And so that's one. I think the second trend for me is just always watching the health systems and how they're responding. We initially saw health systems that were kind of out of the gate, definitely some early adopters, the ASCs, they saw it happening. They got on board through joint ventures or other partnerships. And now you're seeing some of these health systems that kind of made that decision to kind of wait and see. They're kind of being forced to make decisions now because all this volume that's going, from their inpatient setting, this outpatient setting, is really creating a disruption on their revenue streams. And as you kind of see the trends going with states loosening their CON restrictions and payers continuing to move CPT codes and procedure types from inpatient to outpatient, you'll see more health systems kind of react to kind of recreate some of the health revenue streams that they're losing, and kind of looking to play a role in this shift in this dynamic. So those are probably the two main trends I'm watching pretty closely with ASC market.
Yeah, really interesting. Going to kick things off, and a lot to really unpack there. But one thing that stood out to me, and something I've been kind of following closely recently, is in the independent space. Like you mentioned, the MSOs and how providers are interacting with them now. We're seeing more and more maybe private equity backed groups coming into healthcare, non-traditional operators like payers and other disruptors coming in. I'm curious to hear, when you're in your conversations with providers, how are they looking at some of these groups, and does it benefit you at all in terms of in the way your operation is stacked up?
Yeah, no, great question. I think, it's a pretty dynamic, shift in the market right now that we're seeing from all those parties. I think it is creating a lot more attention to ASCs, right? People are having more opportunity where before a provider had probably one investment opportunity or partnership opportunity with an ASC, right? They only had one down the road, 30 minutes down the road that had it wanted to play a role in, wanted to leverage. Today they have options. So because they have options and they have more people talking to them about investment opportunities, ASC locations, building, all the things that come with it, you see them being a little more selective, right? And providers are now having choice. With that choice and those options comes, they're getting their needs met as well, right? So that's a benefit, I believe, that is coming from it, that providers now getting to choose where they deliver the care to their patients, and also getting to decide where they and who they partner with. So that's one. I think, as more people come to it, like private equity, they bring a different look at it, where we're now looking at, cost reduction, we're looking at efficiencies, we're looking at more business savvy terms that ultimately, depending on how people view private equity, VC backing, any of that stuff. I mean, the positive thing is there is a need to reduce costs in healthcare, and they provide a good lens and expertise when it comes to that sometimes. And so I think all those parties coming to the table and working together to see how this landscape shifts over time, I think will be meaningful and impactful for all.
Yeah, certainly interesting, as you say, just the evolution of the healthcare landscape over the last few years. And like you said, a lot more options out there for providers as well. When you're looking ahead, I think we're obviously coming on the tail end of the pandemic, where kind of a lot of people are either on their independent provider side or hospital or health system looking to get finances back on track, look at areas for growth. Along those lines, is there anything you're particularly excited about when you think about the future of healthcare in the ASC space?
Yeah, I would say in ASC, but also in just the office regular practice, because I mean, there's a connection there that's pretty vital. For me, a lot of people mention technology. We've talked about it for a long time, and there's such a need for advanced technology in healthcare, and there are some really exciting things going on in that space right now. And specifically AI. For me, it's probably the most exciting, but also the one that needs the most work. AI, I find myself in this cautiously optimistic, bucket for AI, where I'm already seeing some pretty meaningful benefits and practical tools for like the back of the office stuff, like call center scripts, patient scheduling, that type of stuff. We're already seeing tools come to market that are, moving the needle and are have been great so far. I think where I would like to see and where I'm most excited for us to kind of venture and figure out is that clinical decision-making space for AI. There's a lot of tools promising a lot of things in that space, but I don't know if one's really cracked the code yet, but I am seeing promise, and it gets me excited about the future and the role of AI and those tools and how it, helps and impacts our clinical decision making, A, but also B, how we optimize delivery of care and minimize mistakes, but also can open up just, options for these procedures for the right patient in a really meaningful way.
Yeah, it's so interesting. It just seems like obviously AI has been around for quite some time, but it just seems like the last couple of years, especially, it's really just kind of taken off tenfold. Seems like such a big area, a lot of opportunity. You obviously mentioned in terms of back office functions, there's a big opportunity to help you guys out there, clinical programs potentially as well. I'm curious, is there anything AI specific technologies or tools that you're specifically looking into now, or is it kind of just monitoring certain technologies and seeing what's coming down the pipeline?
Yeah, we're looking at a lot. I think the ones we're some we're vetting, right? We're just exploring with the clinical decision making side of the house. But for the back office, yeah, we are. For us, we really want to build our platform into a best in class when it comes to patient experience, patient scheduling, really optimizing the patient experience. And for us, I mean, if you look across healthcare, most companies always struggle with cancellation rate, no shows, managing a call center, all these functional stuff that kind of a day in the life of Jonathan Davis and my role that I've been doing for quite some time. But AI is really helping us really, where you had to make sure that the rep knew, had access to all the information. AI can actually put the right information in the hands of that, either phone rep or scheduler, based on parameters that are shared by the patient in their chart and different things. So it's really unique technology that we're starting to explore and experiment with now. We fully haven't maximized the value, but we're really, 2 feet in, kind of working with those tools to help maximize that patient experience, because there's so much opportunity. Patients call in, they don't know these technical terms, they're kind of overwhelmed by all their option, they just know they're in pain, right? They know they're in pain, and they desperately want a solution. And for us to be able to pinpoint on words and phrases and things they're saying, and things they information they've shared with us to then really help them get in front of the right person in a timely manner to hopefully get the care they need and they deserve is pretty meaningful and powerful stuff that we're starting to play with.
Yeah, certainly interesting to kind of keep an eye on how different the healthcare space will evolve even over the next year or two. But definitely some exciting things coming down the pipeline. So Jonathan, I want to shift gears a little bit, just kind of diving a little bit more specifically into Clearway. I think I know prior to the pandemic, maybe before your time there, but I remember Clearway merged with CuraSmart a few years back and essentially formed the largest practice in the country, one of the largest practices in the country that's specifically devoted to integrated pain solutions. So obviously you've got presence in Florida, Maryland, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Alabama. Out of those markets, am I wrong in saying that Florida is arguably your biggest market for growth in the coming years? Or are there any other markets or states that you're potentially considering entry?
Oh, great question. Yeah, I mean, all of the above. we are, Florida is a great opportunity. But we, Alabama has been one of our fastest growing brands, Center for Pain, just a great group of providers that are really focused on an underserved market and reaching those patients. So Alabama's actually been one of our fastest growing recently. Maryland's our biggest, that's kind of where we started with CureSmart and those companies. So that's where we definitely have our largest presence. The recent brand in Relievus that we bought back in New Jersey or back 2 years ago with New Jersey and Pennsylvania is growing as well. So really each market is expanding. We believe we have just a wonderful platform. And I think our strategy continues to, stand against the test of time and do really well. And, the group of providers that we've either hired or, really partnered with through acquisition have just been phenomenal. So we think we're primed to really grow into the coming years beyond just what we've done in the past. And one of the things I like and one of the reasons why I joined Clearway is I find us really grounded in compliance and focus in delivering great care. My background before Clearway was with DaVita, and we were spent 10 years in operations with them. And this is a very similar mindset of like, we want to do what's right by our patients the right way, but we also want to grow and expand and reach those patients that deserve our care. And I see for the future for us, a couple of things. One, yeah, Florida, markets that we're in will continue to grow. We have, partners that we're talking to for potential acquisition. We're looking at a large number of de novos that we're building and in place hopefully this year and the years to come. And we're looking at new states as some of the CON restrictions relax and change over the years to come. And when we look at some of these markets that we feel are underserved, yeah, we plan to be in at least 3 to 4 new states here in the next 2 years, and take the brand to those markets. Right, I mean, interventional pain markets probably less than 1% consolidated right now, so plenty of opportunity to expand, grow, and partner with the right people to grow this brand over time.
Yeah, wow. Well, that certainly sounds like a lot of interesting, huge growth opportunity within that market. And 3 to 4 new states over the next 2 years, certainly exciting and a lot of work, no doubt, on your part as well. I guess last question before I let you go. Fascinating conversation so far, Jonathan. You mentioned pursuing some partnerships, potential acquisitions, maybe mergers down the line to fuel that growth. When you talk about potential acquisitions, is that acquisitions of physician groups or ASCs, or what are you talking about there?
Yeah, our number one priority is the right physician practice, right? We want the right physicians that are aligned with how we view interventional pain. So for us, it all starts with physician practices. If they have ASCs, great. If they don't, we help them build them. I mean, our model kind of can play out in a couple of different ways. But one thing you cannot recreate a force is a partnership with a bad or misaligned group of physicians. So for us, that's where it starts. If it's a healthy practice growing, doing things the right way that wants to, further grow and expand their practice and do so in their own way, we that's what usually starts our conversation. From there, yeah, they have ASCs, great. That's our kind of bread and butter, ASCs and labs and some of our ancillaries. But if not, the group in New Jersey, we partner with Relievus, great group of physicians, cover most South and East New Jersey and Pennsylvania, but didn't have any ASCs. New Jersey has a couple of restrictions on ASCs, but we're in a process now of building their first ASC together after our partnership. So, the model looks different depending on the practice. Alabama, Center for Pain, heavy CON state in Alabama. We acquired them 3 years ago and just got CON approval for our ASC. So, different models for us, but for us, it all starts with the providers and are they aligned with our vision and are they, really going to do it the right way?
Gotcha. So once you kind of do your due diligence up front, it certainly makes the integration process a lot easier on the back end, I imagine, once those acquisitions are done and dusted.
Of course, definitely.
Jonathan, an absolute pleasure to have you on the podcast today to pick your brains a little bit, to find out a little bit more about what's going on at Clearway Pain Solutions. Sounds like a lot of exciting things coming down the pipeline. Look forward to connecting with you again down the line.
Yeah, thanks, Alan. Appreciate your time.